Hello, everybody. Alan here. Just a quick note at the top of episode 403. Due to a scheduling situation, Adam and I recorded an episode on the road. Literally on the road. And that should explain the horrible audio quality of this episode. But rest assured, I'm back in the studio, and next week, audio quality will be back to normal. So meanwhile, enjoy this very special episode.
You ready, Adam?
I think so.
You think so or you know so?
I know so.
Hey, Randall, don't talk during the cold open, buddy. I know it's your first podcast, but why don't you just sit there and drive?
No, remember, you guys had a podcast. There was like the dad cast.
That didn't fly. That didn't
fly. No, it was fathead cast. I saw that the other day when I was cleaning up my computer.
All right.
Episode one of one.
Okay.
It's like the Batman The Dark Knight edition one, like the lost episode that millions and millions of dollars it's worth.
Yeah, it's worth. It's worth a ton. It's rare. Do you want to do our show or not?
No.
Let's do it.
Hello and welcome to episode 403, I think. Is it 403?
Yeah.
400.
I think it's 402.
No, I think it's not. I think it's 403.
Okay, 403.
403 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in a Volkswagen going down the I-5 on the way to Seattle.
Yeah, a Passat.
With me as always is...
Adam in the back seat.
And driving the car is...
Chris Randall.
We don't use first names here.
Yeah, now they know who you are.
That's it.
You say Randall.
Just Jesus.
Could be your first or your last name.
What's going on, Adam? Lots is going on, man.
Yeah. We're in the car going to Seattle.
All right. Make sure to check us out on Amazon. No. This is the special, very special episode we teased last week. Now that I play it out in my head, it's not that special.
Yeah, by special you mean
the
echoey
shits and
hard to listen to.
Yeah, well, they don't do a good job on the concrete roads on the highway down here, do they?
No.
No offense, America, but the roads seem quieter in Germany. So what is going on, Adam? We picked you up. Where are we headed?
We're headed to Seattle, like you just said. The Moore Theater in downtown Seattle, Washington.
Now, when you're listening to this, we've already been there.
Okay.
But we're heading down for the Adam Carolla show. Gonna go backstage. At least I am.
Yeah. We're not sure if Randall and I are even getting in, so.
No, you're getting in. Come on.
The invite said plus one, so we brought two.
Yeah.
You're throwing around your big boy card when we get down there, and hopefully we're gonna get free drinks. Well, hopefully we're gonna get free hotel. We're gonna get, I don't know, what else can we get free, Randall?
Going on the cruise for free.
Yeah.
Maybe some mangria.
Yeah, free cruise.
This is not an ad for Corolla though, so wind it down.
Okay, sorry.
Besides that, Adam, what's been going on?
Nothing. I have nothing going on.
Okay.
Yeah. I think last time we talked, I said back to school, and that's still what's going on. Back to school.
Yeah.
That's it. I got nothing.
Well, due to my jet lag, you're going to have to carry the bulk of this show.
Yeah, you can see how that's going so far.
Yeah. Alrighty then.
What about that?
Amazon. If you need to...
pave a road?
Get road paving material, which P.S. we do here. Buy it on Amazon. Click through our site and help us out.
Maybe a better suspension for your Volkswagen Passat?
Perhaps.
Do they have that? Do they have those on Amazon?
At least you have a German car.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll ask... Randall, what's going on?
Yeah, maybe he can enlighten us with something interesting.
So what's been going on? You want to tell us about...
Excited about the show. I've just been cramming, watching as many Adam Carolla podcasts as I could.
Oh, I thought you meant this show.
Watching.
You're excited about this
show. My back to pumping Adam Carolla? I thought that's what this was. Isn't he the king of podcasts?
This is actually the second episode of Dadcast.
Right.
You got to like it when the guy says, yeah, oh no, I love your podcast. I watch it all the time. Okay. You don't. You don't watch it.
For those listening at home, you might remember Randall from the Dadcast.
No.
Season 1, episode 1.
You know Randall's brother, though. Your brother's been on our show.
Has he?
Yeah.
All right.
He was on for the Young Actors Project.
All right.
The one and only time that anyone actually wanted to hear him talk about himself.
You got big shoes to fill, Randall. Randall number two. That's
right. Yeah, you're fine. So what's next up in the show
Photography
notes?
Stuff. Anything interesting?
Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
You know what? I actually did.
Okay.
It's going to show up probably in the episode where we do the monthly challenge, where we talk about the short lighting.
Okay.
But, so I don't know how much info I should provide. But anyways, I did. I shot my short lighting shot. I sort of had to bribe my son. He really wanted something. To be honest, right now,
he wanted broad lighting?
Yeah, he really wanted broad lighting, and I said, nope, we're going to do short, but then I'll broad light you first, and then that'll appease you, and then you'll do a short lighting for me. No, that's not what happened, but I bribed him for something, so he owed me a photo, and I shot a black background hockey photo. That's a short lighting photo, and anyways, I'm pretty happy with it. It's still a work in progress. I'm adding some Photoshop, some neat effects. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
How do you take something cool, I'm not just talking about a photo, I'm talking about anything, and make it cooler? Like, what would you do?
I like cinnamon.
Okay, cinnamon. I think that's a good example. Flames. Add flames
to it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fire. Add fire, add flames, makes everything cooler, so.
It worked for your van.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the mystery machine became the flaming mobile. Anyways, I did that with the photo. I already liked it, but adding flames made it better. So that's a teaser for my short lighting photo in the monthly challenge.
And did you shoot this in your house?
I shot it in my house on the black background, yeah.
Okay, but now, once the kids on his team see it, are they all going to want one?
Well, that's kind of what I had in mind, is that the big draft for this year's hockey team is tonight.
Okay.
So I imagine if he gets onto the team that he hopes he's going to get onto, then certainly I've created a flame template for a black background, so I can literally just take any kid's photo with the black background and then lay it into this this little flame border that I've created.
Look at the size of that flag.
Yeah, they have big flags down in the United States of America.
Okay, that's not good podcasting. Look at the size of that.
Yeah.
But let me describe it for you.
It's a giant flag.
It's a giant flag.
Imagine a Canadian flag for our Canadian listeners on a lot of steroids. Very big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you have black background. I did make a template because I'm thinking this is going to be something.
Okay. So are you going to sell these or just do it for your team and maybe sell it to the rest of the league?
No, I'm just going to do it for my team. I mean, I am going to print my kids' photos, so I'm going on record saying this is when it comes to the monthly challenge and you rip my photo a new one, we can think back to this, but I'm so proud of what I've done.
Oh, now I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Now I have no choice but to rip it. Remember back at exit 255 on the I-5?
Sweet. What about you? Anything interesting?
Well, I flew into Vancouver a couple days ago for a job that's kind of boring.
Okay.
It's a video job though.
Oh, but you just mentioned a few kilometers back that you got yourself a new lens, so that's interesting.
Yeah, but I didn't shoot that.
Okay, but the lens is interesting.
That's true. I should have talked about that in the what's going on section.
Okay, so you don't want to mention it here?
No, we can rewind. We can do an insert here.
Okay.
Okay. Edit. No, I'm not editing. Yeah, I bought the, remember we talked a while ago, I was looking to pick up a 24-105.
Right.
Which is odd because you and I are both humongous prime lens snobs.
Right.
Right, Randall?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Me too.
Yeah, you too. No, so I'm a huge prime lens snob, but I've found like the last couple of video projects have been far more run and gun than I'm used to. I'm used to more setup stuff, and that's what I like, and I like to use my Cinema Primes for that, the 85 and the 35. But that's hard to do when you're running around, especially, for example, like at Goodwood or something, where you don't get to just keep your equipment on your back all the time. You're running around here, running around there. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to pick up a 24-105, primarily for video shooting.
This is the Canon dedicated 24-105L lens.
The F4L.
Yeah.
And so I've heard great things about it. And like I said, I'm not a humongous fan of zoom lenses in general. I do have a couple. You have one, right?
Yeah, well, the 70-200.
And your wide angle is a zoom, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have a 19 to 35.
Which you use about as often as I use my 17 to 40.
Yeah.
Which I did not bring on this trip, but I knew going in I would buy the 24 to 105. Or I was hoping I would. So I was checking on our version of Craigslist in Germany, but I'm in small town, right? There's not a whole plethora of 24 to 105s kicking around.
Right.
And the ones that are like 100 kilometers away, minimum, and pricey. So I figured, okay, well, I'll pick one up when I'm in Vancouver. I'll just be cruising Craigslist. I mean, I pretty much am anyway. And keep an eye on one. So a couple popped up, and then I went to check in on them, and they were either sold or the guy wanted too much money. So I kind of figured, what would you assume those lenses go for?
I'd probably say anywhere between $500 on the very cheap end and maybe $750, $800 on the more expensive end. If we're talking about the original, the one that was like the kit lens for a million years for any of the pro Canon bodies.
Right.
Yeah.
So they tended to be around, and the price should have come down because there's a version 2 of it. But I guess people end up, you know, getting with the kit lens with their camera and probably don't use it that much.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of them probably in really good shape.
And that's what I've noticed. So some guys are wanting like $750, and I felt that was a bit high. So I talked with one guy, he wanted $700, and I just said no. And so I found a guy, he wanted $600, $620 actually. So I got in touch with him right away. He had just posted it, and I said, look, I'll be in town in a week. And that didn't make him feel confident.
Right.
When you're on Craigslist, normally it's a guy who's like, yeah, I'll meet you at the Tim Hortons. And this one, I'm like, hey, can you pick me up at YVR? Bring the lens. And so anyway, but we talked a little bit on the WhatsApp, and he agreed to hang on to it. And so he met me, like I got in Sunday night, Monday morning I met him, bought the lens, $600, $620. So I haven't had that much time with it. I shot around a little bit with it, just because I'm going to use it tonight when we get down to the theater. And I wanted to kind of get used to the lens and the characteristics, the zoom, the IS. It's got image stabilization built in.
Yeah.
Which is kind of handy for video, especially if you're at the longer end, like, you know, in around the 80 mil to 105 mil range. It works pretty good so far.
Okay. Where do you see yourself? I mean, you said video, you're planning to use it for video, but where do you see yourself using it for video? Like, in what range? Like, are you going to use it all the way through 24 to 105, or is there a sweet spot for that lens where you figure, okay, I'm going to use it for tighter shots or wider shots, or what do you see the use of this lens?
I think it's going to be all. I'll be surprised if I get out to 105. That's pretty tight because a lot of the run and gun stuff that you shoot is obviously handheld.
Right.
And even with the IS at 105 is pretty long. You're going to be bouncing around a lot. It's tough to hold it still. So I would imagine anywhere in the 35 mil to probably to the 85 mil range is where I'm going to use it.
And that's not a redundancy that you already have in one of those Tamron or whatever. You have a cinema lens that you use, right?
I have a 35 mil cinema lens, okay. and an 85.
Oh, okay. So you don't have anything that zooms in a cinema lens.
No. No okay. Zooms. And those are both like T1.5s, like F1.5s. They're very, very fast lenses. This lens, not as fast at F4.
Right.
But when I'm running around, like for example, I was at Goodwood last month and I got to go shoot an interview with Goldberg. I don't really have time to change lenses. So I'm kind of stuck with that one lens, which is okay. I'm not going to change focal lengths in the middle of the interview. But the nature of that is, okay, you're done shooting that interview, you got 3 seconds, we're gonna go shoot wide shots of this Ferrari over here.
Right.
But I don't have time to change lenses. So like that's where it becomes an issue. And this will allow me to shoot a lot of stuff really quickly, shoot a lot of coverage. So, you know, if maybe I'm shooting, like tonight we'll shoot something with Adam backstage and I'll need some insert shots, I can quickly zoom out, grab something else, and it'll edit together nicely. So essentially, I paid the $620 strictly for convenience sake, but I think it's going to get a lot of use, or a fair bit of use, when I kind of go out of the house and maybe shoot pictures of my kids, or maybe not. It's actually pretty heavy.
Yeah, kind of like the 70-200, right? A little bit smaller.
What's at your feet right now? If you want to pick it up, but
all right, I'm not going to do that.
Don't bother. But so I'll post some shots I take with that. I have shot a few stills with the IS on as well, with like shutter speeds around 1/40th, 1/30th of a second. It does a pretty good job of holding it still. So I'm not a convert yet. I still like the primes, but I'm gonna enjoy using this lens.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the used market for this, I never really understood, because the cost of the camera body only for almost, I mean, you know, I remember back when I bought the 6D, the option was there to buy either the kit or the body only, and I elected to buy the body only, and whether it was the 6D or the, at the time, the 5D Mark III or whatever pro body you wanted to buy, the difference between buying it new with the 24-105 or without it, body only, for pretty much any combo was about an increase of $500
minimum.
So,
yeah,
so I didn't understand how people are turning around, because I mean, pretty much all the ones that are on the used market are people that just opted to get the upgrade and then turn around and try to make money off of it by selling it for $750. It never added up to me, and even the guy in the store was like, oh, just buy it because you can turn around and try to sell. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. I don't right. want to sell this. That's an extra step, right?
I believe at the time I bought my 5D in 2010, my 5D Mark II, and it was $2,400, and with the lens, I believe it was $2,999.
Yeah.
So $600.
Yeah. Weird. Anyways, all right. So is that your something interesting?
Depends. Was that interesting?
Not really.
Yeah.
Randall, what did you think? Was it interesting? He wants more. Randall needs more.
Need more with the 24-105.
No, he needs more in the way of, did you shoot anything interesting?
Oh, then no.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so
photo challenge. Then.
Oh no, did I shoot anything interesting?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh. That, yeah, right. I had to shoot. I did. This might not be interesting. I don't know. I borrowed your camera though.
Oh, that's right. I lent you my camera for like 4 days.
Well, really for one day, but I just didn't see you again.
All right. Okay.
And so yeah, I flew over here with two cameras, and it turned out I was figuring on doing a two-camera shoot, but it kind of worked out. It needed to be a three-camera shoot.
Right.
But all by myself, which is fun. So I have three cameras going and two mics, because I have the little lav recorders
right.
that we're using right now.
Yeah.
So I have three of those. But I only use two of them. So I had five devices going that I have to make sure are all running and dialed in. So basically I was shooting an interview, like a two-person interview. Like I'm interviewing two people who are kind of facing the camera.
Yeah.
So I had my X100 on wide, getting a two-shot on a tripod. And then your 6D on one tripod on the right, my 5D Mark III on the left, the tripod, and cross-shooting, getting a single of each of the people.
Okay.
So I can go ahead and edit the interviews later. Three cameras, one wide, two close-ups. No, you're right. I didn't shoot anything.
No, I was still waiting. I was waiting for.
Yeah. It was just lawyers talking, right?
It was just lawyers talking.
But yeah. Hey, what did you think about the 6D? Now that you had a chance to shoot with it, it's greatest camera ever.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's actually smaller than I thought it was.
Yeah, it's small. It's light.
It's a full frame. I mean, what's the used market going on those?
Probably about, I'm gonna say about $1,200.
That might be something. If I was looking to get a full frame, that if you need video, if you don't need video, you go with the 5D Classic. But if you need video of some sort, that's probably not a bad investment in the full frame.
Well, I mean, comparing it to the 5D Classic, the 5D Classic is a phenomenal camera, don't get me wrong, but you have zero ISO range, you know, compare that to the 6D, like, it almost shoots in the dark, so you can just do so much more with it, aside just from video, just on the photo end of things, so.
Yes.
Pretty awesome camera. What'd you think about the tripod?
Very compact.
Yeah.
I was a little bit nervous at first, because I thought, oh no, did he just give me a bag full of toothpicks? because I bored your tripod as well.
Yeah.
But I also bored a tripod for my sister. I did not fly with my tripod.
Okay.
Because I flew 100% carry-on this trip. Did you just hit a homeless guy?
No, I was not.
Okay.
I just ran over something else.
I don't want to sell you out there, but...
Yeah.
Anyways, it got weird.
Yeah, tripod.
Tripod. So I couldn't fly. I don't fly with my tripod. It's way too heavy and whatnot. And so They actually had one. I did shoot some interviews with some lawyers, which is not interesting at all, but they actually had a tripod in-house.
Okay.
So I borrowed one of theirs, borrowed my sister's, borrowed one of yours. And hers was also very compact. So I was a little bit nervous, but both very, actually a lot more solid than I would have thought. Normally, yours is no good for video normally.
Yeah, that's not really what I would use it for, but I don't do much video, so.
But for this job, it was really just a lockdown. Just needed a camera stand. I wasn't doing a lot of panning moves during the interviews.
Right.
So far, I've noticed, Randall, every time you pull it to pass somebody, they gun it. Like the sixth guy in a row who's just not...
I don't think they like you.
I don't think they like people passing them.
Do not let the Canadians get by you.
Yeah.
So...
Photo challenge.
What was the challenge this week?
It was road trip.
I wonder if that was on purpose.
Yeah.
It was. It was dialed in 100%. Well, I was making the ultimate road trip, more of an air trip, but I knew we were heading down today to go to the show, and so we went with road trip. So I'll go first.
Sure. Go ahead.
All right, here's my shot. I used a voice-activated tripod. He's driving the car now.
That's me.
We set the shot up, and... this is me and my co-host, Adam Schwartz.
Yep.
Getting ready to go on a road trip. A couple of Molson Canadians in front of a German car. What more do you want to know?
All the elements of a great photo.
Well, it does. I chose the 85 on this because I like that lens, and also it was on the camera at the time.
Right.
And so we set it up. Had a nice little back lighting coming in from the sun, some bounce off the house to kind of fill in our faces.
Except for mine, because it's covered in shadow from my hat.
Yeah, that was a personal choice you made.
Yeah, well, I was going for the mysterious look.
Right, and so I believe I'm going to make it black and white.
Sure.
I can't tell, but just looking at it right now, I haven't finished it yet. We just snapped it on the way here today. And I'm going to go black and white. So what do you think?
I like it. It looks exactly like my photo challenge picture.
Okay, let's talk about yours.
Yeah, just repeat what you just said. This week kind of went with one photo challenge, which Chris took. So if anybody has any critiques regarding the photo, it's actually Chris's fault.
Yeah, you can check out his brother at Youth Actors Project on YouTube.
Young Actors Project.
Young.
Just getting the plug right.
It's called Young Actors Project on YouTube. And if you have any problems with the photo, just post in the comment section under one of those videos. Trust me, he reads every one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I had zero time for photos this week.
Well, you had my camera, so it made it harder for me.
That's an interesting point. I should have taken one for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, road trip, and we covered it. Chris took the photo. He's
yeah.
in the car. The photo is pretty much, you know, f/5.6, just focus and shoot. Like, it's a snapshot, right?
Yes.
And there you go. Sometimes it's just a snapshot.
I'm pretty sure we'll take a few more tonight.
Yeah, maybe there'll be extras, bonus content.
Oh, I'm sure there will be. We'll take something. You're going to shoot around with my... We'll talk about that in a minute, actually. That's more of the topic today.
Okay.
We don't want to blow it too early here.
Pardon?
Like prom night kind of road trip.
Oh, wow. Well, you're about to find out, Randall. You want to pull over here for a minute? I'm going to have to edit most of this out now.
No, you're not. No, yeah. You absolutely don't.
I don't even get most of those jokes.
No, neither do I. Everyone just says, hey, prom night.
Reminder. Just a reminder. You alluded to it earlier. Photo challenge for the month of September is short lighting. Hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge.
Mine is almost in the can.
Hey Hosers on monthly on Instagram, and we will check that out on our next road trip. Maybe you'll go to the interior or something.
Maybe
you'll come on over. We'll do it on the A8 to Munich.
Sure.
Much nicer road.
I feel like the road got louder.
Yeah. Much Autobahn's in much better shape than here. All right. Of course, we also go a lot faster on the Autobahn. What are you doing right now?
120.
Yeah, we'd be about 180, 200 right now. Now I'm just bragging.
It's like shaking like a leaf.
Now I'm just, it's
my
all
car
good.
Would explode at 180.
Yeah. All right, topic this week is, road trip to the Adam Carolla Show.
Okay. So we're good. We told everybody where we're going, and cut.
What are we shooting tonight? I mean, you guys are out in the parking lot wishing you were inside.
We're shooting the shit in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I guess I can't say shit, right?
Yeah, I guess not. Now I really have to edit. That's what I wanted, more work. I was worried it wasn't going to be enough work.
You can just leave it in.
Yeah, I think shit's okay. So, we'll find out, won't we? If we get labeled explicit. So the plan is to go down. I'm going on the cruise. That's why we're heading down. I long story short, I have a job in Vancouver I do around this time of year. Sometimes I hire it out. I hire a guy to shoot for me and just send the footage over to Germany. But on this one, it kind of worked out. I was talking to Mike August and said, hey, you know, he sort of said, hey, why don't you come on the cruise and come shoot the cruise? So that kind of drove this. I said, fine, I'll come in, work in Vancouver a couple days. We'll drive down, we'll shoot the live show, kind of a behind-the-scenes sort of thing. So we'll go backstage tonight. I'm assuming it's going to be similar to the thing I shot in London a couple years ago. Did you ever see that?
Yes, I did. That was just like a two-minute little video that you cut together.
Yeah, that was us walking from the hotel to Leicester Square, getting lost a bunch. And then some backstage stuff with Rich Hall and the Zombies. That's who that was there that night. So I imagine I'll do the same kind of thing tonight, but probably a lot more involved. A lot more stuff on stage, I would assume. But sort of how... I like seeing behind the scenes on stuff like this.
Okay.
What about you? Do you like seeing how... What really goes on?
Not sure if I do.
No, I don't mean with Corolla in particular, but I mean in general.
Sure. I'm trying to think of an example where I've done that from a behind-the-scenes approach, and I really can't recall anything, so it would be a new experience for me, I believe.
See, I would like to see behind-the-scenes at your massage parlor.
Yeah, yeah. There really isn't a behind-the-scenes.
No?
For what I do.
It's taking place behind the scenes.
It's just all the, once you know the secret knock, it's all the scenes.
There's the scene, and then there's nothing else, yeah.
Okay, all right. What about you, Randall?
Behind the curtain.
Do you like to know how stuff works behind the scenes?
Yeah, no, it'd be good. I think it'd be fun to see how many people are involved, to be honest, in a show like this.
Mm-hmm. No, he's not talking about the Adam Carolla show. He's just general.
Well, now I am.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's coming down.
I'm confused now.
He's coming down for a reason? I mean, well, I don't know. Why are you coming down?
You needed a ride, right?
Well, definitely needed a ride.
Yeah, I think I got the car here. Yeah.
Yes, I needed a ride, but the answer could have been no. I'm not holding anybody ransom here.
You're persistent.
No, but what was it? What was it about the idea of this was that
enticing? I think comedy show. Obviously, we don't see each other that often either, so.
Right.
There's a bit of that going on. Yeah, no, that could be fun. The mystery of not knowing where we're sleeping tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a YP, actually.
Yeah.
Not really my problem. Yeah, we have a hotel, I'm told. I'm told we have a hotel. So, we'll find out.
You and your plus one.
You might be sitting in your bed right now.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Sitting in the parking lot of the Moore Theater, dude. So anyways, the plan tonight is to go shoot around. I'm going to shoot with the 24-105 on the Mark III. Go shoot a lot of that. I think, Adam, you're going to shoot some stills with the Fuji, am I correct?
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, give it a little test drive because I at one point I was considering it, and then I bought a projector and a giant screen, so kind of put it on the back burner, but you never know. You never know what I might think of it, and I'm always in the market for getting another possibly used. I don't think I'd buy the brand new one, but I might. Mm-hmm. I've been tinkering around on Craigslist looking at, you know, older versions of it. So I'd be interested just to give it a little bit of a test drive.
What's the price on a 100T right now?
I most of the ones I was looking at were older than that.
The
so
S?
Yeah, they're again huge range of price, but I saw ones as cheap as I want to say.
Hang on, look at the size of that flag.
I knew that was coming.
Oh my.
Yeah, that's even bigger than the last one.
Don't hit that flag.
$500 or $600, I'd say, on the cheap end.
Really?
Yeah.
For the S.
No, not the S. Earlier than that.
Well, they didn't call it. It was just the X100.
Yeah, and I think even the X100, the plain, bare bones original, even cheaper. I saw ones for in the 300 range. So.
Really?
Yeah.
That might, depending on how, what condition they're in, that might not be a bad pickup.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. But then at the same time, I thought, I don't know that I would use it any more than I already use the little RX100 that I have. Kind of, would I use it more than that, do you think? I don't know that I would.
I think there'd be a lot of overlap there.
Exactly, so I'm not sure.
Okay, well, you find out tonight.
Yeah.
Shooting with the F, though. You know why they call it the F?
Because it's fantastic.
It's the fourth version.
Oh, so, I like my answer better.
Yeah, so the S is second version, the T is the third. Now the fifth is going to be a problem for naming.
Yeah, that is a problem.
So we'll do an entire podcast about that.
We'll just call it five.
On the way down to Portland one time.
V.
Yeah, so that's that. And then, so I'll take both those cameras with me on the cruise. We're going to leave out tomorrow morning. We're heading out to Victoria, which is, that's kind of funny to me, going back to Canada. And then, so it's 3 days, 3 nights on the cruise, going to shoot a bunch of events there. And that's kind of one of the other reasons I wanted to have the zoom lens, is because it's just going to be one thing after another running around. I think there's a couple of live shows. He's going to show one of his movies, or a couple of his movies, I think. I think we're going to see some of the latest documentary, which is kind of a hot move, actually. Have people come on the cruise to see and then show them a movie and go sit in the back and have beers.
Yeah.
I like that move. And then, he's gonna marry some people.
Oh, that's fun.
That's what I was told. So he's gonna perform a wedding. And so, I'm excited about that. The whole idea of it. And I imagine it depends where my room is, because I do have my own room again, I'm told.
Or you're sharing with nine other.
Could be.
People.
Could be me and Loxamana bunking together. But I don't think so. Anyways, we'll find out. But I imagine I'll have my computer set up, and there'll be a lot of running back and forth, uploading pictures, and because they kind of want some stuff in real time. Because I think I just found out today, as a matter of fact, that I'll be shooting not only for like Adam Carolla, but for Carolla Drinks as well. So they're gonna want to be promoting this in real time.
So does that mean his wife is coming on the cruise?
I do not know.
Because isn't she kind of like run the show with the Carolla Drinks?
I will get back to you on that.
There you go, yeah.
Yes.
If they, that would be, again, I would think so if that's the case.
Yeah, so that's the plan. So I'm shooting a lot of film and video at the same time, which is not easy to do. But, that's why I brought my, I was debating which flash to bring. I could bring one flash, I had room for one. So I ended up bringing the Canon 580 EX2.
Okay.
Because it can work off camera or on camera, I can bounce it. And I imagine ships are painted white, right?
What's that?
Outside of ships, they're painted white, aren't they?
Yes, I think so.
I've never been on a cruise ship before.
What, do you know what cruise line it is?
Princess.
I don't know if it means anything. A lot of times in the fleets, when they come into the cruise ports, they all have their own color scheme.
Okay, hopefully it's white.
So hopefully it's white.
So that I can do a lot of bouncing. If we're outside, I don't know what to expect. So I figured, I'll be able to bounce some light if I need to. Just try to be ready for anything that's thrown at me in the 3 days and be able to offload and kind of give them what they want in real time. That's the plan.
Hey, if his wife does go on the cruise, you should shoot like a photo of the two of them, a couple shot like at sunset or something, and probably that kind of photo goes up at his house.
I will make that happen.
Yeah.
Giving you full credit, of course.
There you go.
So, so that's what to expect. I think I'll report more back next week. Obviously, once it's happened.
And if his wife doesn't go, then him and Loxamana, and it might go up in his house. Or go up in Loxamana's house.
Yes. I think it will. I think that'll happen. That's some real inside baseball talk.
Yeah.
So, other than that, photo challenge for next week. I got one.
Okay.
Adam Carolla on a cruise.
Oh, yes. Or one random photo I take of Randall in the parking lot with your X100.
Crying. Because he's cold and has nowhere to sleep.
I'm glad I brought a long sleeve shirt. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. No jacket. You're fully prepared, Randall.
Yeah, I got you covered, buddy.
You brought no jacket.
Nothing.
You brought a suitcase, though.
I know. Maybe I could fit inside the suitcase.
Yeah, that'll work out for you. So, all right, no, photo challenge for next week.
Is it not the monthly challenge, or is still one more?
What's the date today?
14th.
Yeah, 13th today. Oh, no, I have to do this in real time now?
I think there might be one 14th, more week, right?
15, 16, 16, 23rd. Yeah, we'll do one more. Okay, I think at least one more, maybe two.
So how about Seattle? Like, we take a photo tonight, like
Seattle?
Yeah, like Seattle. Not just Seattle, like Seattle.
So is this a challenge between the two of you, or a challenge for the listeners?
It's supposed to include listeners that nobody does.
Nobody does. Somebody will. One of our listeners will.
Who lives in Seattle?
Yeah, he always posts. Stephen Flo.
Okay.
I don't know.
You got a better idea?
I named you. No, I'm going to Seattle.
Okay.
The Space Noodle.
Sure.
All right. Photo challenge for next week is C-Town. What up, C-Town?
Where can people find your stuff?
No, hang on.
What?
What's the reference? You know, who's that? Who calls it C-Town?
Is that...
Too late. Sir Mix-a-Lot. Don't waste our time, Randall. You got to be quick
here. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Have it chambered, ready to go, okay?
I think he was finding it. It was just the hamster wheel. Yeah.
This is your second time on the show, Randall. First and last. All right. Photo challenge for next month, as we mentioned, is short lighting. Hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge or hashtag Hey Hosers on Instagram. And we will we'll make fun of that. Actually, after this episode, you can make fun of us.
Yeah.
Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at AlanAtridge.com or the two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. So that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.